Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, May 14, 2025.
Xi Jinping strengthens ties with Latin America. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently met with officials from Latin America and the Caribbean in Beijing, aiming to boost economic ties and lessen reliance on the United States. He contrasted China's stability with the unpredictable trade policies of U.S. President Donald Trump. At the China-CELAC Forum, which includes over 30 regional leaders, she expressed China's eagerness to collaborate, especially after a recent pause on tariffs between the U.S. and China. Barbara Fernandez-Melita, an assistant professor at the University of Hong Kong, noted that Trump's approach has pushed many Latin American nations to seek alternatives to U.S. influence. China's investment in the region has skyrocketed, with trade exceeding $500 billion last year, up from just $12 billion in 2000. She announced a pledge of 66 billion yuan, about $9.24 billion, to support financing in Latin America as part of the Belt and Road Initiative. The Chanque Port Project in Peru, costing $1.3 billion, highlights China's growing presence in the region. As Latin American countries reassess their relationships with major powers, the implications for U.S. influence could lead to significant shifts in political alliances and economic dependencies.
United Health Group's leadership change. United Health Group has announced the sudden resignation of CEO Andrew Witty. His departure comes during a challenging time for the company, facing a financial crisis with rising medical costs and a recent cyberattack that impacted around 190 million people. Following Witty's exit, United Health shares fell nearly 18%, reaching a four-year low. Stephen Hemsley, who previously led the company until 2017, will step back into the CEO role. Witty's resignation is due to personal reasons, with no further details shared. This change follows a series of challenges for United Health, including its first earnings shortfall since the 2008 financial crisis. The company is hopeful about returning to growth in 2026 and plans to modify its Medicare Advantage health plans to meet increasing demand.
Sea Carrier's ambitious funding quest. Sea Carrier, a rising star in the Chinese chip equipment market linked to Huawei, is on a quest for $2.8 billion to fuel its ambitious growth in the semiconductor industry. Founded in 2021 and backed by the Shenzhen city government, Sea Carrier aims to outpace competitors like Nora and Advanced Microfabrication Equipment China, or AMEC, to become the top domestic provider of chip-making equipment. The Shenzhen government plans to sell about 25% of a Sea Carrier division, targeting a valuation of 80 billion yuan, roughly $11 billion. This funding will primarily support research and development, drawing interest from state-owned firms and domestic venture capital. Recently, Sea Carrier showcased its innovative product line at the Semicon China Trade Fair, featuring 30 machines, including etching tools and inspection equipment. While many products are still in development, the stakes are high. As Sea Carrier seeks this crucial funding, the implications could ripple through the global semiconductor market, especially amid ongoing geopolitical tensions surrounding Huawei.
CATL's groundbreaking IPO plans in Hong Kong. CATL, a top battery manufacturer based in Shenzhen, is gearing up for a groundbreaking initial public offering in Hong Kong, aiming to be the largest IPO of 2025 so far. The company plans to offer significantly lower underwriting fees, totaling about 239 million Hong Kong dollars or around 30 million US dollars, which is just 0.2% of the total proceeds. This is a stark contrast to last year's home appliance giant Midea, which paid 0.8% for its nearly $4.6 billion listing. The reduced fees highlight the competitive nature of Hong Kong's financial market, where banks are eager for business amid a slump in IPO activity. Major investment banks involved include JP Morgan, Bank of America, China International Capital Corporation, and UBS, each set to earn around $300,000. Despite the lower fees, CATL's IPO has already sparked strong interest from global investors, signaling a bright future for both the company and the electric vehicle industry.
Russian spy ring sentenced in the UK. A Russian spy ring, led by fugitive Jan Marsalek, has been sentenced in the UK for a shocking plot to trade blood diamonds for weapons and supply drones to the Russian military. This came to light during a court case at London's Old Bailey, revealing their extensive espionage activities. Marsalek, a key suspect in Germany's largest post-war fraud case, directed a team of six Bulgarian operatives, including leader Orlan Rusev and his second-in-command Bizard Zambazov. They were caught surveilling journalists, diplomats, and dissidents across Britain, Austria, Spain, and Montenegro, putting many lives at risk. Their operation even targeted a U.S. military base in Stuttgart, Germany, where Ukrainian soldiers were believed to be trained. After an investigation by MI5, they were arrested on February 8, 2023, with $225,000 in payments traced to the spies, and more believed to have been paid in cryptocurrency. Rusev received a sentence of 10 years and 8 months, while Zambazov got 10 years and 2 months. Other operatives, including Ivan Stoyanov, Katrin Ivanova, and Vanya Gabarova, also faced lengthy sentences. Over 80,000 messages recovered from them revealed Marsalek's lavish lifestyle in Moscow, where he mingled with intelligence officers and engaged in illegal activities.
Macron pushes for new sanctions against Russia. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging new sanctions on Russia if it doesn't agree to a ceasefire in the escalating conflict with Ukraine. In a recent interview on TF1, he pointed out that the financial and energy sectors could be targeted soon. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz supported this stance, warning that European allies would tighten sanctions if President Vladimir Putin fails to comply. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot added that the European Commission has been asked to propose these new measures. Leaders from France, Germany, Britain, and Poland have collectively warned that Russia will face serious consequences if it ignores calls for a 30-day ceasefire, a crucial step toward peace. Despite ongoing diplomatic efforts, Putin has called for direct talks with Ukraine, indicating a complicated negotiation process ahead. Since the conflict began, the European Union has imposed 16 rounds of sanctions aimed at weakening Russia's military capabilities. As the situation remains tense, new sanctions could significantly impact global energy prices and economic stability.
States challenge Trump administration over immigration funding. 20 Democratic-led states are taking a stand against the Trump administration by filing two lawsuits in federal court in Rhode Island. They aim to block a requirement that forces states to cooperate with immigration enforcement to receive billions in federal funding. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, leading the charge, calls this a clear threat to withdraw vital resources if states don't comply. The states argue this oversteps Congress's power over federal spending. Since returning to office on January 20, 2025, President Trump has issued executive orders targeting sanctuary jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration efforts. A federal judge has already stopped the administration from withholding funds from 16 cities and counties with such laws. This ongoing legal battle highlights the intense conflict between state and federal authorities over immigration policy and funding, raising important questions about governance in America.
Donald Trump's diplomatic visit to Saudi Arabia. On May 13, 2025, former President Donald Trump visited Saudi Arabia, marking his first major international trip during his second term. This visit aimed to strengthen trade relations and diplomatic ties in the Middle East. Trump expressed hope that Saudi Arabia would join the Abraham Accords, which seek to normalize relations between Israel and Arab nations. He also criticized Iran, urging it to engage in a nuclear agreement with the U.S. During a business forum, Trump announced an end to sanctions on Syria, imposed after the U.S. withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. The trip included stops in Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, both key U.S. allies. However, Trump's plans to accept a luxury jet from Qatar for Air Force One faced scrutiny, prompting Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to announce a hold on all Department of Justice nominees. This diplomatic effort highlights the importance of U.S. engagement with Middle Eastern nations in a complex global landscape.
Tesla's sales struggles with Model Y. Tesla Incorporated, the American electric vehicle giant, is currently grappling with significant sales challenges for its refreshed Model Y compact SUV, launched in January 2025. Reports show a troubling 13% drop in sales as of April 2025, raising concerns about demand in a market crowded with nearly 30 competitors. To attract buyers, Tesla is rolling out appealing financing options, including interest rates as low as 0% and a $2,000 discount for existing Model Y customers. However, early signs indicate that demand for this updated model may not meet expectations, especially given its immediate availability compared to the long wait times for earlier versions. CEO Elon Musk is facing scrutiny over his political connections, which some analysts believe may have turned away potential customers. As Tesla reassesses its sales forecasts amid changing global trade policies, the future of the Model Y and its overall sales performance remains uncertain.
Escalating conflict between India and Pakistan. An explosion in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, on May 13, 2025, sparked intense fighting between India and Pakistan. This conflict, featuring missile strikes and aerial attacks, raised serious concerns about a potential disaster involving nuclear-armed nations. Indian jets targeted military bases, including the Nurkhan Air Base near Islamabad, forcing civilians like Ahmad Subhan to flee their homes in fear. As the situation escalated, international attention surged, leading U.S. President Donald Trump to step in and negotiate a truce to prevent further violence. This underscores the vital role of diplomacy in managing such conflicts. The long-standing struggle over the Kashmir region remains unresolved, and while the ceasefire offers temporary relief, ongoing negotiations are crucial for achieving lasting peace. What does this mean for the future of the region?
Lee Jae-myung's vision for South Korea's future. Lee Jae-myung, the leading candidate in South Korea's upcoming presidential election, unveiled his bold vision on May 13, 2025. With the election set for June 3, he aims to address the nation's pressing political and economic challenges, especially following the turmoil from former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law declaration in December 2022. As the Democratic Party's representative, Lee is advocating for significant reforms, including increased funding for research and development, particularly in artificial intelligence. He also plans to enhance South Korea's cultural presence and support local businesses through vouchers. To help families, Lee proposes a shorter workweek and tax breaks for parents to combat low birth rates. Additionally, he aims to improve public rental housing for newlyweds and expand nursing services for an aging population. Under his leadership, the Democratic Party is committed to a greener future, promising to phase out coal plants by 2040. Lee's candidacy represents a crucial shift toward reform and recovery. What could these changes mean for everyday citizens?
U.S. stock market update. Mixed signals amid inflation easing. U.S. stocks ended the day with mixed results as investors reacted to easing inflation and ongoing trade tensions with China. The S&P 500 climbed to 5,886.55, gaining 42.17 points, while the Nasdaq Composite surged to 19,010.08, up 300.95 points. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 269.67 points, largely due to a significant decline in United Health shares. The latest Consumer Price Index showed the slowest annual growth since 2021, easing worries about tariffs. Despite President Donald Trump's fluctuating tariff policies, the data suggested stable prices, boosting investor confidence. Bond traders are cautious, anticipating a possible interest rate cut of 25 basis points in September. Goldman Sachs raised its year-end target for the S&P 500 to 6,100, while Yardini Research is even more optimistic, projecting 6,500. Yet, not all sectors are thriving. The healthcare sector is facing challenges after UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty resigned. Meanwhile, Honda warned of a $3 billion hit to profits due to new auto tariffs, reflecting concerns among multinational companies about U.S. trade policies.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.